Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
We're here early.
Yay.
This is just really early. What time is it?
It's daytime. It's 11:04.
Normally, I wouldn't even be getting up until now.
On clockradio.org.
On corporateradio.org.
All corporate, all the time. And now for a commercial. We are at a new time and the same location. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. No longer rocking the 2 to 4.
2 to 4, the midday commute.
Yeah.
To those commuting in front of their computers.
We're now tearing it up on the 11s and 1s, as it were.
Yes.
To use turntable language.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I say about that. You have a new schedule.
Yep.
Which makes this possible.
Great. I know.
How's work treating you?
Good. Here's the campaigns that, you know, I'm doing fundraising for these big, huge...
Recording.
Yes. I'm doing fundraising for these big, huge nonprofits like Greenpeace, the Democratic National Committee, NARAL, who else? The one non-progressive one that we call for is the Heritage Foundation, which is a group that believes in true conservatism, like fiscal conservatism, strong defense, stuff that actually I can own in a degree. I could understand that aspect of conservatism. Social conservatism, I can't understand at all. But I've been doing really well. You know, last week was my first week training, so I was like, kind of like first on the phones. And you know, they'd switch you to a different campaign. The computer would. I'm like, oh, I've never called these people before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn about our national parks because one of them was National Park Conservation Association. And the crazy thing about you learn is like our national park system. This is just gonna be some crazy stuff I know now. Is super underfunded. Like Yosemite has like 2 rangers for when they should have 40. It's because our money is going elsewhere. It's not going to our national parks, and they're literally falling apart.
It's like the war in Afghanistan. I heard on the news today. Seriously, do you know we only sent 6,000 soldiers to Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban?
Oh, really?
It was mostly foreign military, and that's why that war is still going on and why the Taliban keeps coming back, because we diverted all of our resources to Iraq before finishing the job in Afghanistan.
Right.
Not that that has anything to do with our national parks.
And that's why Johnny can't take a pee in Yellowstone. Because we're spending all our money. We didn't put enough people on the ground in Afghanistan, and we didn't put enough money there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a sense, it is true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The funnest
people. Trickle down, if you will, to continue with the pee analogy.
I just saw on The Onion. I don't know if anyone reads The Onion. It's also theonion.com. And it said something effective. Reaganomics finally trickles down to area man. But anyway, so these people I called, the funny thing is. I love calling the NARAL women, and NARAL is the National Abortions Rights Association League or something. I can never remember what that second A is. But these are women who are pro, you know, but of course, feminists and of course, reproductive rights and all that kind of thing. And I clicked with them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's funny because each time I have to learn something new, it's a certain kind of pitch that you're pitching.
Right.
And what I'm doing is I'm calling either existing, members with an appeal for more money because of an issue, or past members to renew their membership, or there's something called sustainers, which I haven't called yet. But each time it's kind of a new thing, and it's way different from selling the newspaper LA Times in some ways because it's not selling.
Right.
It's the biggest thing I've learned is that people don't give money to nonprofits because it's economical or because it makes them feel better about themselves. It's because they believe in what the nonprofit does.
Right.
It's always about the urgency of what the nonprofit does. So it's not about membership. It's about what the nonprofit does that I have to remind them and the urgency of that. So like NARAL's easy to do. Actually, Heritage Foundation, because I had one woman get mad and she goes, I'm so pissed at the Republicans right now. Until they start acting more conservative, I'm not going to give money to you. But what's so crazy about that is the Heritage Foundation is a think tank that actually does research about these conservative issues, like policy issues, like fiscal conservatism and all those things based in those areas. And then they educate Congress or the White House or mm-hmm. the media. And so her argument was ultimately she thought somehow the Heritage Foundation was part of the problem, when in fact they're trying to be the solution, you know?
So in that situation, can you be like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. What about NARAL?
No, I can't try to cross-pollinate. No, but it was crazy. The other day, I think it was Friday, I was calling DNC all morning, and then boom, switched over to Heritage Foundation. And I told my trainer later when I saw her, she left me alone after a while. She would just listen to me on the phone from afar. She didn't have to sit behind me anymore. She's like, I told her, I go, I thought it would be way more horrifying to switch from DNC to Heritage Foundation, and it wasn't at all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're just trying to find the issue that people would grab on. I mean, obviously, yeah, these are people that grab on that. But I always feel like I'm basically speaking to the enemy as far as I'm concerned. Because chances are, if they're considered some as conservatives, chances are they're also socially conservative, just right, in terms of probability, they are. Many of them are not. I mean, I know Republicans who are fiscally conservative, but they're not socially conservative. And right, to me, it's hard to separate the two, because in some ways, fiscal conservatism is, you know,
it stems from social conservatism.
Yeah, it stems
Let's
from not
spend help money on poor people.
On poor people,
or we don't like poor people,
or immigrants, or yeah, exactly. So it's a weird gray area.
NARAL kind of sounds like a drug.
Yeah, I kept thinking
NARAL,
that's what it was.
Apply directly to the womb.
Well, what was that one birth control that they used to put in your arm that would send off a hormone and would last for 7 years? It had a name like NARAL.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna get the
look that up.
Instant messenger up in case anyone knows. They can send instant messages.
By the way, did you get the message from Kosio about horchata?
Yes, I did.
That
I emailed
we were
them
both
back.
Right.
I emailed them back. But
so
if you want to instant
news
message us with information of that one drug, because that would be helpful.
So I think it's funny that, you know,
let
you
me finish telling them the instant message thing. I'm trying to get that out.
Oh, all right.
We here at the station, we use killradio.org. That's Kill Radio. It's basically our website without the dot. It's Kill Radio and then org. And it looks like it's up
already
and running.
Up, yeah.
It's already up.
So it's funny. You were doing 21st Century Activist News Hour.
Yeah.
And now you've become 21st Century Activist News Hour.
That's
like,
true.
Essentially, like, I know it's you're learning about these issues.
Right.
There's similar issues to what you were talking about on that show.
One of the main groups
and
on
you're
my
actually
show.
Part of being.
Well,
the
one of the main
center
groups on that I would call on behalf of was the Natural Resources Defense Council, because they email me a lot with issues. And now I haven't called for them yet, but I know we call on their behalf.
So if I had an organization that I thought was worthy of having funds raised, could I get it sort of hooked up with your company? Like the John Hirschfield Memorial Drug Fund, for example?
Memorial. So you don't want to put the word memorial. That means you died.
Well, I mean, they don't just have to know that.
You could be, how about just John Hirschfield Drug Fund?
I don't know, something about memorial.
Drugs for
sounds,
John.
Makes you wanna,
I know, everyone's put memorial in because it makes it sound official.
It's not because I died. It's because
how
I,
about John Hirschfield Drug Entitlement League?
Ooh, that's good.
I like the word drugs and entitlement.
Drug Entitlement League. You're listening to Here on killradio.org, where this we also play music.
Yeah, this show used to be about music. I don't think we're going to have – let's just not play any music
Well,
today.
You know what? I had the news on today, and the big headline was gay trap, and I wanted to talk to you all day about that.
Oh, well, let me read up about that
but,
first. Is this about Senator Craig?
No, well, no, it's not. Craig? It's actually about setting up – priests in the online community to get caught being gay and being very good at that, apparently.
Oh.
And you know, the argument is that it's not a sin because it's a setup and blah 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 blah. I mean, it stems from the whole Craig thing.
Well, there
but
was the one guy who just got some big wig in the Vatican. I don't know if you read about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was taped, I guess, on hidden camera propositioning some young gay guy. And he said he was doing it because it was his way of studying about the issue.
Yeah. Taking it for the team.
Yeah. Well, studying
so
about the issue. Yeah. So, but it's weird. If you're going to study about the issue, it might be wise to let other people in your hierarchy know, especially if you work for the Vatican.
Yeah.
That's my rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I'm going to just research about homosexuality because I want to be able to reach out to these people. So, just so you know, I'm going to be freaking those places. Actually, I'm going to just do a general memo to everyone from the Pope on down. All y'all need to know. But no, they always do it in private because it's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So should we play some music today?
Let's play some music. I think we're good at that. We've established ourselves as good at it. People send us music and we play it.
It's really what we're best at.
Yeah, true. So, not the whole talking thing.
This is a band. I believe it's Ready to Bend. We played from Stockholm last week. This band's called the Up All Nights. There's a family resemblance between the two. They're really talented. That's part of it, too, maybe a lot. And they were sent around the same time. So we have two tracks for them. This is Take This Town and Shove It from the Up All Nights out of Stockholm, Sweden, myspace.com/theupallnights. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Mental fools, I'm gonna tell you exactly what to do. You can take this town and shove it. I ain't coming back no more. We can dance to disco, sing a song, and then one more. We can run, we can run.
Welcome you back to this special internet radio telecast of the Los Angeles, killradio.org, Philharmonic. It looks like the conductor Bennett is returning to the podium, and we're ready to begin the second half. Killradio.org. Thank you.
talkradio.org. That was the Up All Nights out of Stockholm, Sweden. That last track we just heard was Endless Night. And then before that, we started off this set with Take This Town and Shove It. Again, they're out of Stockholm, myspace.com/theupallnights. They were really great sound. They're really fun.
Yeah, yeah, I like that a lot. And also, I wanted to mention that Sweden was in the news today for their brave and talented artists.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate that I think his name is Ilsker. I can't remember. I think something like that. But you know, this guy's getting all sorts of death threats because he drew a cartoon of Muhammad. You know, this happened in Denmark last year,
right?
And so I guess the Scandinavians just can't help themselves.
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder, but I kind of look at
it's awesome.
Both sides in some ways. And, like, you know, if you're from a what I would consider a in many ways a homogeneous country where dealing with other religions might be a new kind of thing to have to confront or address in this stage of one's culture, like a country like Sweden or Denmark, I see both sides, like, because I don't know what drawing a – if I was a cartoonist, what drawing a caricature of Muhammad or Jesus or anyone for that matter is going to get me. Ultimately, it basically reinforces to the people who aren't going to get my humor already. And those who would, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But I think the point of it is that it challenges the way we think about things. We assume certain things are off limits. And one of the responsibilities of art is to test what those limits
yeah,
are.
Yeah, no, of course.
And, you know, you walk around a contemporary art museum and it's just full of, like, violently anti-Semitic paintings of Christ being tortured by evil Jews and things like that, you know, and nobody stops and says, hey, you know, this is really kind of offensive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because it's being presented in a light that we're all used to seeing and we don't get affected by it.
Right, right.
So, you know, this same Swedish artist who's getting all these death threats for drawing Muhammad as a dog also apparently has a drawing of Jesus molesting a child. You know,
right.
And it's sort of like, wow, that's really incongruent with the way we're used to seeing those images, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've seen paintings, too, of things of just like, you know, Nazi symbolism and things like that. And it's like we take for granted we're used to seeing things in a certain light. And whenever
right.
you see something, there was a famous one, what was it called? I think it was Piss Christ.
Yeah,
like
uh-huh.
you know,
the crucifix in the glass of urine photographed in black and white.
Yeah, and it was like there was at the time a big controversy because it challenged the way people looked at things. And some people say, oh, well, it's totally offensive and inappropriate and you can't judge, you know, my beliefs with your art. But of course you can because it's done in the reverse. There's so much religious painting that as an atheist I find oppressively offensive.
Right.
And yet nobody says, oh, you can't present the prophet in a light like that, even though it's an affront to my philosophical beliefs.
Well, it's like there was back in it was a while ago when Giuliani was mayor of New York, and there was that whole depiction of Mary wearing a bathing suit, the Virgin Mary wearing a bathing suit made of cow dung, and he just was so offended by that. But I always come back to, you know, none of those prophets are offended. Mary isn't offended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether you believe from a second point of view that she's dead or that you believe from in her afterlife, I mean, wherever she's at right now, she's not going to be offended by this silliness that we're getting all in a tizzy over. So if God's not offended, if Mary's not offended, if Jesus is not offended, if Muhammad's not offended, why should we be making a big deal about it?
I know. You could picture Muhammad looking at that and going, well, that's not flattering.
Yeah. Well, now I draw the line right there. It's bullshit. So... You know, that's all what right. it comes down to. But I mean, you are bringing up interesting points that we do have this area where we don't serve up religion, perhaps like
yeah,
every other aspect
okay
of popular
to,
culture.
And it's okay to piss off the secularists. It's just not okay to piss off the religious people.
Right.
Well, that's fucked.
When I think the thing that I look at it too in terms of religion, it's like they can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, Christians or whatever, but people like me would say their practice of Christianity is so kind of off the mark of what Christianity supposedly about. If you read what Jesus as a prophet said, that they are totally up for being made fun of, in fact, mocked and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you can take it in that regard too. What they're thinking is that they're taking it in the one true way. That
they've twisted their philosophy
that is so ingrained with direct connection to the divine
encouraged scrutiny and ridicule.
They're above and beyond that because they're just following the direct word of the Lord.
The Lord.
The way I say it, there's three syllables in Lord.
Well, God, if you're listening to killradio.org,
hello.
Good on you. And we appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
And thanks for keeping us afloat all these years. And
although, if you need me to, I'll build an ark right now. If that's going to make you happy, I'll do it.
A little awkward, but
I won't be bringing John,
you're a little
though.
Behind in your dues. And if you could just, you know, sign up for the PayPal thing, that would be good. Thanks,
great.
God. All right. Well, let's go on. I got some more music for you. This is an artist out of New Jersey, America. By the name of James Power. He's got an album called Real Real Man, and looking at his one sheet here, he's been performing in bands for over 20 years as a guitarist, pianist, vocalist, playing everything from progressive rock to country and blues, even to techno and goth, according to this, which is kind of interesting mix of influences. So you can check out jamespower.net and check out this recently released album called Real Real Man. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is James Power.
I can throw a lasso far as the eye can see. I can bring home a cattle drive before I sit down to eat. I can conquer the mountains, sail the storm. Can make love to a woman till her every toe spreads free. Because I'm a real, real man. Maybe I'm a real, real man. Yeah, I'm a real, real man. Honey, I'm a real, real man. Hey! I roll across the tundra, fight back the lions and tallest tree and build a fire with my hands. I may come as an outlaw, I may come as a man with a badge, but when I make love to a woman, she won't forget who I am. 'Cause I'm a real, real man. Baby, I'm a real, real man. Shotgun lying across my lap. Oh, is this how it ends? I'm watching the lights as the cars go by, but I ain't seen a blue Cadillac. Oh,
my dear old friend. I was working in a car wash, trying to make a dollar, trying to be an honest man. Oh, then he came my way. He was flashing that money like it came with the rain, and I could have it just by shaking his hand. Oh, now I'm a wanted man. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. Driving through the torn up streets of Laverne, thinking nothing but collecting my pay. Oh, I never gave it a thought. As I knocked on the door, I heard the bark of a dog and a gun cocked behind my head. Oh, I turned quick and sharp. There on the lawn lay a man with a badge of blood poured from his head. Oh, I knew he was gone. I was set up, betrayed by a man who escaped with my money and my freedom and my wife. Oh, what a fool I've been. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. Shotgun lying across my lap. Oh, this is how it ends. He made the mistake of trusting a friend, just like I did when I trusted him. Oh, now he's driving in. Oh, well, it's all over for two Tennessee boys who lost their minds. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die.
Once again, you're right.
Yes. Well, I'm usually right. Except when I'm wrong, and then even then I'm sort of right in a wrong kind of way.
Right. Most of the time when you're by yourself, I find that you're right.
I rarely disagree with that.
Yeah.
So that was James Power, and those are some very well-produced tracks off of his album Real Real Man. First track was called Real Real Man, the title track, and then after that was a track called Tennessee Boy, It's All Over, featuring the Late Model Humans. I guess that's a band he likes to work with. James Power. .net is where you can get more information on this artist and pick up his CD. You're listening to here on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. People send us music. We play it on the air. And that's all the information that I have for you right now at this moment.
Yeah. That's basically it.
So.
Was there anything that happened this weekend that's worth sharing?
Well, this weekend, I honestly.
Did you read a lot?
I devoted it mostly to schoolwork. I recently started my graduate program. Pursuing my master's in clinical psychology.
Oh.
And
I thought you were getting your master's in heterosexuality.
I have a PhD in heterosexuality.
Let's call Shannon right now.
It's really, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love being in class. I love what I'm learning. And it's great that it's like, you know, when you have an assignment for something, let's say, like my sister-in-law is going through this thing where she's taking coursework in how to be an insurance agent, because my brother has his own insurance company and she's mm-hmm. working with him. So she needs to pass a certain test in order to be able to sell insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just like information that she's not really interested in, but it's information you just have to know to pass the test so that she gets your license.
Right.
So she's having a horrible time in class because she's so bored and so it's so like, this is information you have to memorize. Whereas what I'm going through is like, oh, wow, I get to read this book now. And oh, wow, I get to think about this interesting theoretical concept.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside is, well, it's not even, it's a downside, but it's a lot of work. So like I was just telling you before the show how I did all this work like all day Saturday. I just focused on one class and I finished all of the work. And then I went to the syllabus for the next class and I read like all these chapters and did all this work. And then I went to the next part. I was like, okay, now read for next class chapter 1 through 15 of this book. I took the book out of my bag and like maybe thinking it's like a tiny, you know, like a comic book or something.
Right.
No, that's 100 and something pages. And I gotta sit down. I got to read it today. 100 something pages from some book and hope that I understand it. But it's worth it because in the end, you know, I'm starting to realize now that my life is going to be less about jumping from gig to gig in the hopes that I can pay my rent and the hopes that people will like me enough to present me.
Right.
And instead of going in that direction with my life, which is very much about feeling worthless, I'm actually going to be, you know, going in a direction that's going to be about alleviating other people's suffering using, you know, stuff that I've learned.
Right.
Which is very exciting for me. And really what Hear Hear is all about, too.
It is, most of the time. Not right now.
No, not right now at all. No. So let's go back to music then. Unless you did something interesting this weekend.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So let's go back to music.
No, shut up. No, the one interesting thing is it's funny how you change one little aspect of your life and it causes everything else to kind of adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my whole job search thing and perhaps having to take a drug test in any of these jobs I'm getting, I haven't been doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my meditation group on Saturdays that I do, I facilitate, that has totally exploded. Like there's all these new people that are coming in. And I just totally see there's got to be a correlation. Because you can see if you're thinking about stuff like consciousness or the power of the mind or power of beingness, you know, that does get a little muckied up when you're introducing something like drugs or alcohol for that matter into it, because I'm not even drinking
as
much.
Or any form of escapism. Whenever you're trying to get away from your situation, you're not doing anything about it.
I'm in no way anti any of that stuff. I think especially as of late, I've become quite liberal in my understanding of drug use and alcohol use. But I do see that there is a cause and effect with that. And the cause and effect right now, since I've curtailed all that, is that things are kind of opening up in a way that weren't opening up before.
Well, and you have to do things with your mind during that period when you would normally be off, escaped from whatever was on your mind.
You said the right word. I mean, it is ultimately any sort of drug use, habitual, I think, has some form of avoidance or escapism or unwillingness to address maybe what's going on right now kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you can do it with eating. You can do it with television. Yeah. You can do it with pornography. It doesn't have to be drugs.
You can do the best things for the wrong reasons, you know?
Yeah.
Exercise, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's just interesting how that just hit me this weekend with that. So it was just kind of bizarre.
Well, if I could just learn to lay off the large cat tranquilizers, I'd be fine. But they're just so good.
You got to stop having...
Because you see what it does to a lion.
Well, you got to stop having those in the home. I mean, I keep telling you, having a panther running around the house is a little dangerous.
But he's so cute.
He is cute.
He's so affectionate.
But he doesn't know that his affection hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have that same problem. Shannon tells me all the time.
Your affection is hurting me. Your
affection is too big.
Stupid. So we're going to go to music now. This is a band called Hurt Model. You've probably heard of them before because I learned about them through, I think I got introduced to them by National Sunday Law, who we've played on the show. And then I had them at an event that I was doing at Charlie O's downtown. Real fun guys, myspace.com/Hurt Model. We got two tracks. Let's go to the first one. This is Hat or Heavy Hat. Hurt Model, killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Hear still. We'll be right back. Herd Model.
On killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Hear. MySpace.com/HearHear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E.
Yeah, that last track we heard was Meet Me for Facial. That's M-E-A-T, me, for facial. And then, again, that's Herd Model, MySpace.com/HurtModel. And then before that, we heard Hat or Heavy Hat.
That's the kind of MySpace message we get a lot. Meet me for facial.
Yeah.
Although I've noticed there's been a definite...
all those Chinese blonde girls.
A definite decrease or a definite decrease in the in the slut category requests.
Friend requests. Yeah, I think because MySpace realized that they had to save heterosexuality because those people were ruining it. I saw any slut, I'm like, oh, well, this isn't real. So it makes you think that those types of women aren't real. Or if those types of women exist, they're sluts.
And it's not fair because those type of women are real. They do exist. And they're good girls.
And they're good girls who put out maybe not so much to the degree of sluttiness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here we are again.
So yeah.
I saw the movie.
Maybe it's the weather today. It just feels weird to be here at this time.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think it's
like,
the weather.
Because it's like dark out. Yeah, but it's earlier than we're usually here.
Yeah, it's hazy.
There's a lot of things that are very confusing to me right now. So Shannon and I have noticed a trend, which is we only watch horror movies now.
Really?
I love it. She likes to watch them. I like to watch them. And so when we go to Blockbuster or whenever we put things on, it's like we usually end up coming in with horror movies now, which is awesome. Anyway, this weekend we watched Bug and 28 Weeks Later.
Bug and 28 Weeks Later? Oh, yeah.
Both of which were good in their own way. Bug was really interesting because you
Bug was the trippy one, right?
Yeah, you think it's not really...
I haven't seen it, but I read
really
about it.
It's not really a horror movie. It's more of a horrific tale about paranoid schizophrenia, and it's based on a play.
Yeah, I was just going to say, wasn't it originally a play? Which is so weird. It's supposed to be really good, though. I wanted to see it.
Oh, the acting in it is unbelievable.
I wanted to see it.
And then 28 Weeks Later was good. It wasn't as good as 28 Days Later, but I think I figured out why. And this is why sequels tend not to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
If a sequel is as good as the original, then by definition, it's not as good as the original.
Yeah.
Because part of what made the original so good is that you'd never seen that sort of thing before.
Right.
So, you know, the way that 28 Days Later treats the zombie story as a story about family systems and as a story about disease, that was new.
Right.
So the sequel,
and also that these zombies ran.
Right. Very fast. And so the sequel, it treats them the same way. So it's still cool and looks cool and it's an interesting story, but it's not new. Like one of the reasons Aliens, and you know, movie geeks will debate about this forever, but one of the reasons that Aliens was as good a sequel, was a good sequel to Alien, is that it was a different kind of movie. It took the Alien horror movie and turned it into a sci-fi action movie with a different kind of storytelling.
Right.
So even though the aliens weren't new, the concept of the movie was new.
The interaction with them was new.
Yeah.
The way they were served up was new.
So while 28 Weeks Later was still a cool movie, it wasn't as exciting to me as 28 Days Later because it wasn't anything new in it. It didn't change the way the story was told. So
right.
So yeah, but you know, I'll be there to rent 28 months later or years later or whatever. 28 centuries later, it's a movie about bees.
1,000 years later,
it's a movie about dinosaurs or something. So
the only movies I saw this weekend, I saw I rented La Ventura, which I don't know, it's Michelangelo Antonioni's first film.
Mm-hmm.
1960 takes place. It's an Italian film, of course. Very well known in that kind of that world of cinema. I watched it twice because it is totally asymmetrical in its story, and it's like, which made it so interesting. And also, the way the people interacted was way contemporary. When you're thinking, you know, they're just getting out of the 50s; it's 1960. This movie did not seem dated at all in many regards, which was cool. What else did I watch? There was some other movie I rented too. Oh, I. Stupid. I'm really into 1930s cartoons right now. And I rented these Popeye 1930s cartoons. And God, some of the racism and sexism and all that stuff that's embedded into it is just baffling. It just shows what a different world it was. Gosh, I mean, that 1930s was what? You do the math. 70 years ago?
70 years ago, yes.
70 some odd years ago. So yeah, so it's just amazing that it was so different then. There was that arrogance, I guess you could say. And
yeah, and now there's no racism at all anywhere.
We've really overcome racism.
It's
just
amazing.
Just as like we've won
and
the war on
tolerance,
the war on drugs, we've won as well. It's been a real winning time. This has been a time for winners.
Yeah.
It's good. Speaking of winners, I'm sure we got a winner of a song coming up next.
Ooh, wow, you're good.
KillRadio.org's here, here.
All corporate, all the time on KillRadio.org.
Let's go to commercial.
Keys, 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 keys down Venice. Okay. This is an artist by the name of Paul Avion. I've had him.
Pete Ellis Dodge, Long Beach Freeway, Firestone Exit, Southgate. Sorry. Shouldn't introduce when you're introduced.
Okay, now stop.
And scene. Go. I'm sorry.
So, we've played Paul on the show before,
uh-huh.
And I also had Paul on Is Good, and he came in here with his band, the Par Avion Band, and they did a great job on Is Good. And he's got a new single out, so I'm going to play the single, and then I'm also going to play a track from his CD that he sent to us a while back. And you can check out myspace.com/PaulAvion, that's A-V-I-O-N. And so here you go. Here's some music for you from Paul Avion and the Par Avion Band. This is a local act, so you can see them performing live pretty much. I know, actually, come to think of it, I know they're playing at The Scene October 25th. That's this Thursday with one of my all-time favorite bands, Eject. So that'll be a good show
October
to go
what?
See. 25th.
Today's the 15th.
Oh, yeah, so a week from Thursday then. Sorry, my bad. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
So where do I run? Who time. But would you live forever? But would you live forever?
Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. How's that working out for you?
It still seems to be working.
Good. Good to know. All right. So that was Paul Avion. The track we were just listening to was called Pop Music United. The title of his last full-length release, Pop Music United. MySpace.com/Paul Avion. And before that, we were listening to his new single, Stand Up, Be a Man. You got that?
Okay. Yep.
Good to go.
So this is an all-submission show. Bands from all over the country, all over the world, send us their music, and we play it. So if an artist sends a CD, they'll for sure get at least one track played.
For sure, dude.
For sure.
Like, totally. Don't tase me, bro.
Also, we accept MP3s. All of our submission information is at our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/hear_hear, H-E-A-R. _HERE. And if you've been to our MySpace page before, I changed it over the weekend. It's a little bit different. I don't know how – it's nice and shiny and you want to bite into it, but I don't know how long it's going to stay this way because it's just not as user-friendly in some ways.
Like an Apple?
No, an Apple is very user-friendly.
I was just trying to help you with your analogy.
With the food as well as
the biting into.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Sorry.
John felt left out.
I did.
Do you want to explain to the boys and girls at home, John, about how they can submit to the show?
Can I?
You've been good. You can just be sure to enunciate and speak all the words and no bad words this time.
Okay. Well, fuckers, here's what you do. did I already screw it up?
No, it's not like you said fuckers with a PH, so it's okay. We'll
Son
let it slide.
Son of a whore. All right. So you can send CDs to the station. The address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, Attention, Hear, Hear. You can send MP3s to Mark at marc@killradio.org. Make sure you don't give any information as to the title of the CD, who you are, pronunciation of the name, anything that would help Mark to better present your music. You want to make it as difficult as possible so that Mark is in the mood that is easiest for me to give him a hard time throughout the show. That's just between you and me, okay? Don't tell Mark that I said this. In fact, even Mark, don't tell yourself that I said this.
What?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All this information is at myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. It's really very simple. You send it. We play it.
Yeah.
We like it. That's it. We like to do this. We think if you put the effort into recording something, you deserve to have it heard. And we are privileged enough to be in the situation that we can present it to international.
And we just request that there's some information included with your submission.
Oh, here he
so
goes
go
again.
To our MySpace page, myspace.com/hear_hear. Information about sending CDs is under the tab of music, and information about sending MP3s is under the tab of films. And you'll see the four little things we like to have included with each submission. That way, we could actually do our job right and promote you guys.
Yeah. And speaking of promoting, another Here fundraiser.
This Sunday.
And featuring artists that we've played on the show and featuring ourselves mostly. And
I'm gonna
supporting
be singing.
The station.
Yeah.
You're going to be singing.
Yeah.
We're going to do a duet.
Uh-huh.
What should we do? What should we sing?
I was singing the theme from The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston. I was going to do that.
Oh, yeah?
And I was going to carry you, like, what's his name?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then I was going to accidentally on purpose trip and fall, so I drop you.
And I...
and I... Oh! So, but yeah, we have six bands this Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe downtown.
Count them, six.
Kind of the home place, home away from home place for me.
The home away from home.
Yeah, the homo away from homo for me. We have six bands. We have Evita Freaks, Dagger Van Gogh, The Fast Sales, Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls, Zara Vaughn, and Hello Dragon.
Hello Dragon.
Really talented lineup, really good mix. I'm really excited about seeing these people perform live because we know their music from what they've sent to us, and now we just get to show them off. So what's great about this is a fundraiser for killradio.org. We are nonprofit and non-commercial here, believe it or not. That's why we sound the way we do. All the money raised, and we're only asking for a $5 donation, all the money raised goes towards our expansion. For example, new equipment.
Yes. $5 for six bands, quite a deal.
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock. First band's on at 6:30 this Sunday. Our flyer is on our MySpace page, so you can see it there. I think that's everything of that. Even the address to Lost Souls is there.
And we have too much music to play to be bogged down with the KCRW pledge drive pattern of, you know, every 5 seconds coming on saying, please give us money or we won't play any more music. We're going to get right to music now, just letting you know about this fundraiser, and we'll let you know more about it every 30 seconds. We'll cut into the songs and let you know. I don't know. I always find it interesting. Pledge drives on the radio is they basically kind of like blackmail you, like send us money or we'll never play what you tuned in for again.
Well, they always have some sort of pitch. There's always some sort of kind of scare tactic. And then I'm always wondering, you know, who actually listens, because you might as well just change the channel because they're pledging most time. I mean, some shows actually do play some music for the shows, but it's the sets are much shorter, especially in the morning, like Morning Becomes Eclectic and stuff. I mean, they're pledging hard because that's where a lot of their listeners are.
And keep in mind, if you donate just $100 a day, you could be donating $700 a week to killradio.org. Just think about that, you know?
Right.
Just think about what killradio.org does for you. And what it could do for me if it was bringing in $700 a week.
And boy, what more we'd be willing to do to you, for you, at you.
I mean, that's less than $3,000 a month. I mean, seriously, people, with everything, you know, we come here, we donate our time, and you know, it's just $100 a day, people.
That's $360,000 a year.
And if you want it, exactly. So, I mean, with 5 days off.
Yeah.
And you can we'll call you an angel if that helps encourage
Archangel,
you to do that.
Because that's the one
Archangel.
Who stepped on Satan's head or whatever.
We can call you Pope if that works for you. We'll call you Shirley if you want. We just want your money.
You know, we'll put you in the God category.
Plus, we have lots of great premiums like this.
Oh, that's a beautiful big pen. Who do we get that big pen from?
Ballpoint pen.
Wow, that's retro.
It doesn't have a cap because it is vintage.
It is vintage.
And the cap has been used. But it probably fits a lot of caps from other pens.
Uh-huh.
If you felt the need to cap it. It's got a fair amount of ink still left in it.
And what's great
and this is the ballpoint model.
Right.
Too,
and what's great about these pens is you can chew on the end of them and that back piece pops out.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd get the ink popping out into your mouth as you chewed there. Me being an ex, you know, oral fixator in class because I had nothing else going on, I really enjoyed these pins a lot, and I think our listeners would too, especially at the $360,000 level.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
With what?
With your oral fixation story.
I don't know why that isn't any surprise to you at all. That's like written on my sleeve, basically, in that ballpoint pen.
I know. Well, I was uncomfortable reading your sleeve earlier, and
well, just shows
to share that.
It just shows you have a limited relationship going on with me. That should have been old news by now.
Yes.
Old news.
You know, when I think about a relationship, that's the word that comes to mind first.
Old news?
Limited.
Limited? Oh, yeah.
Why don't we go back to music?
I think of unlimited.
I know. That's why I'm uncomfortable right now.
That's why you've been sitting down this whole show. It's weird.
I know.
What's
usually I stand and I wave my package in front of you while you're talking.
I was like, excuse me, you're distracting me.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of package, Stephanie Jacobson has nothing to do with anything. Stephanie Jacobson has submitted to us. She's the artist based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Stephanie Jacobson. That's StephaniePhaniejacobson. And again, if any of this information you want, because I'm talking too fast or it didn't make any sense the first time, you can always instant message us here at the station. We use the handle killradio.org, just like our website without the dot, killradio.org. But let's go to Stephanie Jacobson. This is a track called Art of Decline out of Los Angeles. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Woohoo!
Reminisce about the birth of this caper. getting around on a trail made of paper. I'm not long for this phase. Make up. On the back of that napkin, just got wet once. I realized it never happened. Take a closer look at that photograph. What's the captain got in his hand? If you look close enough, if you're not good enough, if you look close enough, if you look close enough. If you look close enough, no, you're not good enough. No, kiss him on the back of the hand. Backhand. Five on the black hand. I'm the architect. 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 Ah, oh, doesn't that command some respect?
Am I there?
Yes.
I think so. All right, great. That
where,
was
where are any of us, really?
Not here. That last band we just heard, that was the Visitors Q. They're based here in Los Angeles. A lot of Los Angeles bands today. That track was Five on the Black Hand. Before that, again, was Stephanie Jacobson with The Art of Decline. The Visitors Q, MySpace page, myspace.com/visitorsq. And then Stephanie Jacobson's myspace.com/Stephanie Jacobson. Very easy.
I can't word. Hear.
So we have a guest here today. I didn't know you lived in the neighborhood.
I do live in the neighborhood.
We have Bobby, one of
five.
I was almost going to say four. I was like, because I see you here, so I was counting the other guys.
Of
Koseo.
Yay.
Who performed live in this very room.
Koseo.
You guys performed live in this very room back in May. And then you've been on John's show a number of times.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they performed at Hear Benefits, and they're going to be performing this Saturday at Crane's Tavern, isgoodmusic.com presents, which is a free show, so there's really no excuse for not going.
It's going to be a good show. I checked out the other bands you guys have going on there, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really jazzed about it.
Good music.
Yeah. No, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
that's the fun of putting together a show is not just, you know, putting on bands you like, but putting on bands you like that you think the bands will like, bands you like.
And you get to put yourself into a situation where you're actually having a Saturday night that you would like to go to because you created it yourself.
Right.
Plus you want to create an environment where you're most likely to pick up fans. So it's like, you know, if I put Koseo up after a death metal band and before a techno act, it's like, you know, nobody's really going to be benefiting from that.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have massive followings of death metal and techno.
Well, I always thought of you guys really goth industrial, you know. So. No, but seriously, though, it's like, because I've had that a lot where I put on shows, and I picked bands because I thought that they had similar qualities, not same sound, but similar qualities. And then it's always like, wow, these guys are great. You know, I'm going to get their CD, and, you know, and they get to share each other's fans. Because what's the point in performing if you're not broadening, you know, your fan base?
That's what we're looking to do. Spread out like butter over too much toast.
Well said.
Oh, Pumpkin's eating the headphones.
Oh, that's cute. I brought my these poor DJs. I brought my, I was just on a walk and I brought my little dog in here.
What kind of dog is that?
This is her
a
name
chewing
is Jack.
Dog.
It's a chewing dog. Let go. Let's stand by, everybody.
You want to get mad at her for being chewing, but she does it so cute.
She's adorable.
Adorable to be mad at. She's half collie, half Australian Shepherd, and actually she's a studio dog. Oh. We're making the new record in just on the east side of LA.
So that's like a firehouse dog, like a mascot.
Kind of. Well, I actually got her just a couple of weeks ago outside of the studio. There were some kids like trying to sell her to homeless people on the street. And it was
My experience selling things to homeless people is that they never have enough for what I'm trying to sell.
These kids were asking for like $200 for this dog, so I ended up just kind of punking the kids and taking her. And
nice.
Now she's healthy and happy.
Wow, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a pretty dog.
Can she sing or play an instrument?
So we're working on that right now.
Why doesn't she talk?
What? She actually speaks perfect French, but her English is a little rough.
Oh, don't be so shy.
Is it my turn to go to music?
Yeah.
This is from Just Rock PR, who they've sent us lots of stuff in the past. It's a great label that has it's funny they say Just Rock PR, but the music that they send us is across the spectrum of different kinds of rock. And this is an unusual act called Harptalica. And if you can't figure it out from the name, this is a harp duo that does Metallica covers. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from their self-titled CD here, and check out harptalica.com and myspace.com/harptalica. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Thank you. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Dun, 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 dun. That was Harptalica. You might recognize the last song is Enter Sandman. Before that, The Unforgiven. And if you see them live, like after they play like a really good set, I understand that one of them actually will eat the head off a bat.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. MySpace.com/Harptalica, Harptalica.com. And thanks for submitting your music. And thank
slowly.
You to
slowly eat the head
Just
off
Rock
a bat.
Just Rock PR. They look like nice people. Not at all the sort that would eat the head off a live bat. But what are you going to do?
They'd kill it humanely first.
It's rock and roll, man.
It really is.
It's heavy metal.
And let's thank Bobby for coming by. Bobby Cosio.
Bobby Cosio.
Bobby DeCosio.
Appreciate it.
Bobby the Cosio.
And congratulations on the new addition to the family.
Oh, God, that dog is cute. All right, so you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show, and that's what we do. We have more music to play for you. We got to get out of here by one, man, so.
We do?
Don't we?
Do we?
I don't know. Don't you have a job to go to?
Not today.
Then why did we move the schedule?
Because I did have to go today, and now I don't have to go today.
Did you get fired already?
No, not yet. I'm working on that.
Coke dealing's a rough industry.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. I'm.
Seriously, though, enough with
Seriously,
that.
Though, yeah.
What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to go to an artist by the name of Matt McIntosh. He's out of Stamford, Connecticut. His MySpace page is myspace.com/mmcintoshsk1. That's the number one, M McIntosh. Actually, it's not Mac. It's McIntosh SK1. This is a track called New England Rain. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And remember, for just $1,000 a day,
go off. kids leave for school, parents head out to their jobs, dogs bark in houses which are sometimes kept unlocked. This is how it was growing up on my block. A lot of homes that looked the same, people acted so mundane. Many places you can go where everybody knows your name. Lanes of traffic not a ton, little man just got a gun. Not to be a criminal, his dad's teaching him how to hunt. Be very, very quiet. Look at the sun as it arises. Vibrant over pine trees from the horizon. I'm describing the North Woods if you can find them. Swing by then. I might be drinking, I'm beguiling, glossy-eyed as I'm rhyming. If you get to know me, you will find that.
What's he gonna be?
I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rapper and I'm just too bourgeois. I said I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rapper and I'm just too bourgeois. Where I grew up, people used to use trucks to build hardwood, move the corpse of a buck till someone fucked decided that they were status symbols. Now they buy them for the kids who had on tinted windows. And limos were rented in the spring for prom, except by that one kid who had to take his mom. Now I'm gone are the days to be home by 10, cause mom and dad are at the party like. But back to the land of many lakes. Go represent your hood, I'll give a shout out to my state. One of the greatest places a family could get raised. We keep a check on inflation and the crime rate.
Goodness.
Is a city I'm from. I always felt safe without a murder weapon. See, I'm just a Midwestern bum, not a G, not a thug. From the burbs is where I'm from. If you feel me, roll a blunt. Dip the tip and rum, then spark it up. Get the guns, let's hit the block. And call us getting rocked. Wait a minute, I just forgot. I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rap and I'm just too bourgeois. I said I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rap and I'm just too bourgeois. Look, I'm not a goddamn meathead. I don't have any street cred. I do have personality. I guess you'd call me Greek bread, but I'm not weekend. From a middle America perspective, wouldn't be far away. Canvas oil and the frame are all presented, and I'm nestled in the trenches looking at these soldiers, and I'm betting each and every one would flip. They saw the world through my perception, cause
if you were from where I'm from, then you would know what it's like to take your big black truck out of old 4 foot of snow. And this is how we do. We change the anti-freeze field, start the plows and keep things moving, cause improvement through our music, giving knowledge to the crew, it's giving hope to fellow humans. Dope cause we don't abuse it, so let me spit a little truth, kid. I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rapper and I'm just too bourgeois. I said I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rap and I'm just too bourgeois. I said I'm not a gangster, so I can't spit it raw. I've never done a drive-by and I've never been shot. I grew up in a two-story house with a two-car garage. So I'm a rap and I'm just too bourgeois.
Hanging in the studio, making them songs. Hanging in the studio, making them songs. Making them songs.
Guess what? I got fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Put that bell back on Betsy and get me a glass of milk.
And we're back.
Yay.
That was American Jester, based here in Los Angeles. That track was Too Bourgeois. MySpace.com/N American Jester. That's A-N, American Jester. So singularized, I guess is the way to put it, N American Jester. And then before that, once again, was Matt McIntosh out of Stamford, Connecticut. MySpace.com/M McIntosh SK1. Track called New England Rain. A lot of L.A. bands today.
Yes. But also bands not from L.A., such as the bands that I'm going to play.
Yeah. Also, lots of music today, John. Lots of music submitted today.
Yes.
We only had one dog submitted. That was Bobby. Bobby submitted his dog to the show.
Yeah.
Didn't really
perform. Need, Kill Radio needs a dog. We need a Kill Radio dog.
Or
you know
a
how
cat.
Quickly we would kill that animal, that poor thing.
Or probably the dog neglect. Would kill us.
It's so sad. But it would be cool if we had a mascot of some sort.
Something alive.
Yeah.
That could defend itself and get its own food.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah. So, how about some music, eh? This came to us from Glendale.
Shit.
All these CDs I'm about to play for you are available at Amoeba Records. First, I'm going to play for you a band called the Amino Acids, and originally from says here originally from outer space, landed in Detroit, Michigan. TheAminoAcids.com, MySpace.com/TheAminoAcids, and they sent two CDs here. Humanity Will Fall Like Pins and Destroy the Warming Sun. Mm. Which is very nice. Actually, really cool cover art on both of these CDs. So I'm going to play a track from each of them and the ones that they recommended. Now, this one they recommended off of the first one is only 42 seconds long. So I don't know if that's the right track or not, but then I'm going to play another track from the other one. So and that one's a little longer. So we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And these are the amino acids.
The brain of these primitives seems quite suitable for our purposes. We have made the most excellent choice.
Yay.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and that was The Amino Acids. Check out myspace.com/TheAminoAcids. Pick up their CD at Amoeba Music, if you like. Comes to us from Commodore Crush Records, commodorecrush.com. And I got another CD from that same label that I'm going to play after Mark plays a couple of MP3s.
Yes.
So stick around for more.
Seriously.
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 Totally. Gay Trap.
Yeah. Did you say A-Track?
Gay Trap.
Gay Trap.
That was the headline of the CNN news this morning when I turned it on. It said, big letters, Gay Trap, with a big question. And it was all about how the... They have people investigating chat rooms and doing a search for anything, any handles with the word priest in it, and seeing if they catch any priests soliciting gay sex. And lo and behold, they keep catching them.
Why do they use priest in their handle?
Because they want to be caught. There's no point in committing a sin if you're not going to get an opportunity to atone for it.
I guess so.
Please.
They're not really letting people atone for that one, though. They're just kicking them out.
Well, or moving them around.
But yeah.
Anyway,
that's great. I just want to hand it to the Catholic Church, the Vatican. I want to say you guys are doing a great job cleaning up this mess over there. Thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For negotiating the Nazi invasion of France. Really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. That was a good job, too. Thank you so much.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else going on in the news today? Isn't there a big protest going on tomorrow, I think?
Yep, there is. Downtown.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. End the war. Oh, that's good. Yeah. If anybody wants to end the war, here's one way to feel like you're doing that. That sounded so cynical. I didn't mean that.
I'm like, God, you're such a dick.
I know. It's because I think the world is coming to an end. But seriously, though, mass convergence at City Hall. City Council meeting, Tuesday, October 16th, Los Angeles City Hall, 9:15 a.m. Meet on the City Hall lawn at 9:15 a.m. at Tom Bradley Boulevard in Maine, formerly First in Maine. And the point is to show that LA wants to end this
war. Tom Bradley Boulevard
in
Maine? They're calling First Street right there Tom Bradley Boulevard?
Apparently. It says the LA City Council is voting on October 16th on a resolution to bring the troops home from Iraq. Many cities, including Chicago, Boston, and Philadelphia, have already done it. Now it's our turn to make our voices heard. Parking is available in several affordable lots on Los Angeles Street. I think that's really amazing that there is parking available in affordable lots on Los Angeles
Just
Street.
Take the red line there. My God, there's two stations right by there.
Any questions about this, you can email endthewarla@gmail.com or call 323-810-4681. And good luck with that.
Sure.
Power to the people.
Yes.
End the war.
Yes.
Please.
Great.
Don't you want to end the war?
Yes. Not the war. Just how about end war?
I don't want to end it. I just want it to be, you know,
for ended. The right reasons.
No, I saw that in a movie once. The mom character was trying to get her son to go protest the Vietnam War. This is in this movie. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's a war on. He's like, I didn't start it. She's like, don't you want to end it? He's like, no, I just... want it to end. So
that's great. Was that a Disney film?
No, it's a really good movie actually called Children of the Revolution. But the point is you have to be active if you want there to be change.
Yep.
Otherwise you could be like me, armchair progressive, and just complain about the fact that nothing ever changes. Mm-hmm. Don't be like me and donate $100 a day to killradio.org.
Would you what is this?
So we can buy a puppy.
Yeah, we deserve an office puppy.
Yeah.
You know, actually, if I had a puppy, I would not leave it here.
You look like you're halfway between falling asleep and jumping out a window.
That's true. I think you're correct.
You seem tense and exhausted.
I am a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a back rub while you
no.
play?
No.
Because I can make a call.
No, because you look at the back of the LA Weekly. Buy Curious.
Yeah.
Buy Curious Massage by Stan.
by Dana.
Yeah, some unisex name. Let's go to music before we kill ourselves.
Okay, Chris.
This is a band called Dawn Chorus.
Pat.
This is a track called Selfish. This is the hard mode of the track Selfish. They're out of Memphis, Tennessee. Their MySpace page is myspace.com. And then they have a unique way of spelling Khyber Pass. It's KHYB3RP455. Again, then it's KHYB3R and then P455. Band's called Dawn Chorus. We're going to hear two tracks. They're in, again, Memphis, Tennessee. Here you go, killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Hear, hear.
That was Don Corus out of Memphis, Tennessee. That last track we heard was Anger. Before that, we heard the hard mode version of Selfish. MySpace.com/, and again, this is the letter numeric way of spelling Khyber Pass. At least that's what I see. Maybe it's more like a Rorschach test. Do you see Khyber Pass there?
No, I see a bunch of random.
You don't see how that says kind of Khyber Pass?
But what does Khyber Pass mean?
You know what that is? It's a. It's in India.
Oh.
KHYB3RP.
Yeah, I guess it's meant to be something. Yeah.
Or nothing.
I was looking at license plates the other day. I was driving, and some of them were very funny. And some of them not so much. Like 4ATC7B. Not funny at all.
No. That isn't.
It's not even the right number of digits.
Actually, it depends. Where were you driving?
On the street. Ooh.
No,
you know,
I
was almost killed.
Were you in Melrose?
I was almost killed twice the same day in my car the other day.
Uh-huh.
Here's a new story. This week in near pain. Because usually I do this week in pain where I always hurt myself.
Yes.
But I managed not to hurt myself this week.
Oh, good.
But I did manage to nearly get killed. First, you know, my cousin Marshall and his girlfriend Erica were in town.
Right.
And so I'm driving them somewhere. They're like, you know, tagging along as I went to an audition or something like that. I got rear-ended by a Mini Cooper. I know, which is kind of funny, right?
Did you get hurt?
I mean, no. Well, it was enough force that my sunglasses came flying off my head. But not only didn't I get hurt, but there was apparently no damage to the car either. It was one of those things where you're sitting at a stoplight, and there's a car in front of you, and light turns green, and the car in front of you starts to go. And as it starts to pick up speed, the car in front of it, you know, there's traffic, so it suddenly stops. So you suddenly stop. Well, the girl behind me was, you know, checking her email or whatever.
Whatever, right.
I didn't realize that I suddenly stopped and just plowed right into me. And, you know, maybe at like 10, 15 miles an hour, but it was enough to, like, move the car up a foot or so, or
did
felt
you,
that way.
Did you scream?
Well, I was like, you know, is everybody okay? And no, I didn't scream.
You didn't?
No. I didn't scream.
Really?
I'm not a screamer. I'm not.
All right.
So then we pulled off to the side of the road and got out, and the girl got out, and she's like, I'm sorry. I mean, there was really nothing, like, there was no mystery behind it, like, you
right.
know, whose fault it was or anything. And, you know, I looked at the damage, and I was amazed that there was no, like, wasn't even a scratch. I mean, for the first time, the bumper seemed like an actual useful device. Every time I've rear-ended someone, it's been like $700
off.
Worth of damage because the paint's been scratched or something.
Right.
Why anybody would scratch something called a bumper is beyond me.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so that was, like, you know, kind of, like, traumatizing at first, and then it was nothing. So I didn't even, like, I was like, you know, I could have just as easily been the person who rear-ended me, so...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel it was necessary to get all the insurance stuff and worry about whiplash I might get a week later or something like that. Because people can be so obnoxious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that thing sort of dissipated and no problem. So a couple hours later, I'm driving on the 10 to get on the 10 east to get on the 405 north. You know, it's one of these like...
10
like,
east to 405 north. Uh-huh.
Right, coming from Santa Monica. So there's one of these like long ramps that gradually... emerges with the rest of the 405. So as I'm, you know, as you're merging, you get this sense that, wow, I'm getting consistently closer to moving traffic. But you know you have your own lane, so you're not scared by it, but you're kind of, you know, in your periphery aware that the cars that are also going at that same speed are getting closer to you.
Uh-huh.
But once you start going straight, that's where it should end. Well, this pickup truck to my left decided he wanted to get into my lane. Without signaling and without making any effort to suggest he was going to get in there. He just kept getting closer and closer and closer to me. And he was maybe only about a foot ahead of me. So if I hadn't slammed on my brakes, he would have sandwiched me between his pickup truck and the Jersey barrier, the cement barrier on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Which would have resulted in me hitting him hitting me hitting the barrier, the person behind me hitting me, and hitting the person in front of me, and so on and so forth. It would have been a very bloody, disgusting mess. And it was really one of those things where you have this little ticking time bomb in your head that's like, all right, if he doesn't straighten up in the next 2 seconds, I'm going to have to be the one who takes control of the situation. And
right.
Thankfully, I did, and nothing happened. So I know it's kind of an anticlimactic story, but I was so close to being a total disaster. And if I just trusted in his ability not to wander into my lane, I wouldn't even be here today.
Wow.
And that was right after being rear-ended in the same day.
Wow.
And introducing my New Yorker you know, cousin and his girlfriend to the joys of living in Los Angeles.
Were they with you both times?
Yeah, it was in the same day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was on the same trip, the same journey. It was like I was out to be gotten to.
So I'm telling you, being a non-driver right now, there's nothing more wonderful than not having to deal with driving. I'm serious. Yeah.
But you have to deal with all the problems of pedestrians and people who use public transportation, too.
Yeah.
That I don't have to deal with. Like, you have to engage in social contact with people. I don't have to ever worry about that.
Oh, I don't feel the need when I get on a bus, though, to introduce myself to everybody.
Oh.
John.
But you still need to be in close proximity to people that you don't know.
Well, but that's just like going to a restaurant.
I know. I don't do that.
Are you going to learn about agoraphobia in this new kind of line of work you're going into?
I don't know. Is there a book I can order off of Amazon?
Sure there is.
Because I'm not going to go out to a bookstore to get it.
No, you're not going to leave the house.
It's too tense.
No, too scary.
Yeah, it causes too much anxiety. Let's go back to music. Okay. I have an artist by the name of Shemansky. Shemansky. It's myspace.com/Shemansky, which is spelled S-Z-Y-M-A-N-S-K-I. But they were nice to say it pronounced Shemansky. The album's called Ghost Notes and Jazz Standards. You can check out that MySpace page. You can also check out Omoa Music, O-M-O-A music.com. And this also came to us from CommodoreCrush.com Records. This is music from Detroit, and it sounds like this on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Can you?
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I think I'm on this mic. Yep, I am.
That was Szymanski. MySpace.com/SZYMANSKI. The name of the album is Ghost Notes and Jazz Standards. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. People send us music. We play it.
We sure do.
And so it is.
Yeehaw.
What else is coming up? We have
our
benefit on this Sunday.
This Sunday, it's going to be a good one.
At Lost Souls.
Yep.
So that'll be good music, good vibes, and hopefully some good help for
and
the station.
Interesting future. What's going to happen at Lost Souls is I was there on Saturday notarizing some documents. They're getting all their applications in order for their liquor license. They're gonna be getting a liquor license.
I love liquor.
Yeah, so beer and wine. So I notarized all that on Saturday.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was me.
You're their notary.
Yeah, so I notarized all that. Uh-huh. And
so when's that gonna go into effect then?
As soon as a month, probably for sure by the end of the year.
Wow. So that'll be a
nice
little added
element. It'd be so nice to sit out the outside area of that alley there and, you know, I bet you won't be able to have alcohol
and,
there, though.
And to support Kill Radio while drinking is a dream that I've always had.
I just can't wait to get thrown out of there for being too drunk.
Oh, my God.
Great.
It's the next band we've been playing on your here, and they're awesome. And I had sex with them.
I don't care about any of the pastries they have anymore. that matcha tea they serve, that could go fuck off. You guys should just be drinking beer, all right? Beer is
palm,
where it is.
What? Palm, I got your palm right here. I love you, John.
John, that, will you be my be mommy?
Meow.
Hey, Shannon, nice tatas. That's what happens when I get
that would
drunk.
Be me
I
or start, you?
That's me. Oh, I'd be, I start sexually harassing everyone. Everyone becomes objectified.
Equal opportunity sexual harassment.
Affirmative action, man.
Yes.
In action.
Yes. See if you can offend all religions while you're at it. That would be good, too.
That would be a great idea.
That's what happens when I get drunk. All I do is draw cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad as various pets. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Does that make me a bad person?
The next time you go to one of those restaurants
maybe.
Where they hand you crayons and the table has
paper
on it.
That's what I'm
going to
draw
start making,
is Muhammad.
Yeah.
And then I'll order a falafel
but see,
sandwich.
See, here's the thing.
To go with that painting.
There are no depictions of the Prophet. No one knows what he looks like.
No, it's the depicting of him in the first place that people take offense to. You're not allowed to depict him.
Maybe it's not him.
I know, but you're not allowed to depict something that's meant to be the Prophet Muhammad. This is according to the official doctrine. And then on top of that, if you do manage to depict it, don't do it in such a way that is not flattering. It's a tricky series of rules to follow. And for a long time, it was forbidden to depict the image of Christ as well. This whole that's why when we say contemporary art, we're talking about art from like the 1600s and and on, because you know much earlier than that. There were no depictions of Christ because that would be against Christian law.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's funny how they settled on the whole Harley Davidson motorcycle rider kind of look. You know.
Well, that was decided upon by committee, obviously. But before that, I mean, you didn't have depictions of God either, because you know in Jewish law, it's you know they didn't want people worshiping idols. So one way to avoid that was to not draw any pictures of idols and worship those pictures. That's why there's this. Strange, like almost like a double standard when you look at things like pendants, like crosses on necklaces and things like that that are, you know, in some cases can be interpreted as idol worship. You know, you're taking this physical thing and you're saying that it represents God, and that goes against what some people believe about how you're supposed to worship. But then weighing in on how someone else is supposed to worship is kind of a backwards
way
of looking at things.
It's weird how most of this stuff. There's that kernel or core of what makes sense to it, but then when it becomes so rule-based or fundamentalized, then it becomes just totally, it works against the whole logic of it in the first place.
It's true of everything that's made of humans.
Well, anything that becomes such a rule, a law, basically, it becomes then, it's then going about it for all the wrong reasons. It's going about it out of fear, rather than seeing that's something that's right to do.
Well, and if you live your life separately from philosophy and religion, if you live your life believing in absolutes and things need to be one way or another way and nowhere in between, then that's not going to be helpful for you either. You know, you're always going to find yourself frustrated and disappointed because you can't get certainty.
There's going to be a lot of disappointment.
Yeah, which is what this show is all about.
It really is.
Being disappointed. Having high expectations and being let down.
And us shooting them down.
Yeah.
Pull!
Fantastic. We have more music, though, don't we?
I have one more set. Do you?
Well, no, I'm done, so let's play
your
music.
Let's go, because it's after 1 o'clock.
And get the flock out of here.
Yeah, this is a band called The Red Sea. They're based here in Los Angeles. I know some of the guys. They hang out over at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. My homo away from homo. but these guys are really talented, real good world style of music. MySpace.com/TheRedSea. That's red with two D's. TheRedSea. This is a track called Sitara. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Thank you.
Lord said, celebrate the victory in the midst of the battle right now. I began to praise the Lord, and I began to shout out, Jesus is Lord of Iraq. And it's like the Lord just gave me this tremendous peace and joyfulness, and he said, you have done it. The mission is done. Jesus is Lord of Iraq.
Jesus is Lord of Iraq?
Yes.
That is horrifying. That was DJ Foundation. We played that song a couple weeks ago. Did you hear that? That part was horrifying. That track is called USA.
Why is it horrifying? Why do you got to go there? There's nothing horrifying about it.
It was totally horrifying.
It's perfectly fine.
Okay, great. I want to thank Sean over at Metal Postcard Records for he's the one who turned us on to DJ Foundation originally.
Word.
If you haven't known it already, we've played a lot of his music on our show, but DJ Foundation is actually based in Mosul, Iraq. His MySpace page is myspace.com/TheDJFoundation. And all the music right now that he's been sending have been mashups related to one way or another this war going on over there that is stopping terrorism. Right.
Which you could end. Oh, actually, you know who they had on the news today about the war? Peter Bergen, who's famous for being an expert on Osama bin Laden. He wrote a great book about Osama bin Laden. And he frequently comes on CNN as sort of the official Osama bin Laden correspondent.
Right.
And, you know, recently there were some statistics released suggesting that Al-Qaeda is on the downfall in Iraq. And so then they had him to be the... Bergen was there to be the counterpoint to that argument, and he pointed out that in every study that they've ever done on Al-Qaeda activity, all the evidence clearly shows that, you know, the biggest fundamental flaw in this war in Iraq is that it created Iraq as a hotbed for Al-Qaeda terrorism when it wasn't there before.
Right.
And that by all other standards, terrorism in general, and particularly Al-Qaeda terrorism, has increased sevenfold since the war in Iraq started, which is pretty amazing.
Which is fucking disgusting.
I mean, sevenfold.
I mean, it's easy to just go, whatever about all this stuff, but when you really think about it, it's just, I don't know who's asleep at the wheel. Maybe we all are asleep at the wheel here. Because
at the wheel of life.
Because it's amazing. I guess this is the way we break free from this kind of stuff. Because how else will we break free when we say until we finally say no to it?
But by increasing terrorism, they get to fight terrorism forever, which keeps them in power, which keeps us safe. See how it all works?
Well, and also keeps companies like Boeing and all those other big, huge defense companies in business. And our economy is based on theirs being so much based on their. You know, being able to produce more bombs. In order to produce more, we got to use them.
Leave corporations alone. They're misunderstood. They're people too, and they work hard. Just leave them alone. And Britney.
I didn't say anything about Britney.
And child molesting.
Do you realize though, if this show wasn't happening, how corporate radio would be just ruining pop music even further? I mean, can you? If we do nothing, if we just stop this show right now, can you imagine the music that Britney's kids are going to be listening to, you know, when they're young adults?
It's true. If we do nothing
We're saving Britney and Kevin's kids from their parents, basically, music-wise.
That's so beautiful.
We really are.
Let's thank the bands.
So, yeah, let's thank the bands for helping to save Britney's kids from listening to horrific music that their parents are going to go on to produce for the rest of their lives.
Thank you. DJ Foundation, The Red Sea, Shemansky, Don Chorus, The Amino Acids, American Jester, Matt McIntosh, Harptalica, The Visitor Q, Stephanie Jacobson, Paul Avion, Hurt Model, James Power, and The Up All Nights.
Yay.
For submitting your music to killradio.org and giving us the opportunity to disseminate said music during our two-hour time slot that is always over 2 hours and 30 minutes. On here on killradio.org. Of course, always drop by myspace.com/here. That's HEAR_HERE to download the episodes from our blog, to see what's going on with us, to subscribe to the here podcast, and to see what's up with new events. Again, we have a Kill Radio fundraiser happening this Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe. You are more than welcome to attend. It's a $5 suggested donation where you get to see six incredible bands who we've played a variety of genres. And that's from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And, of course, go to the MySpace. Check out the awesome flyer that Mark put together. MySpace.com/here, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. And also, if I can just throw this out there, this Saturday night at Crane's Tavern, you can check out Kosio, one of our favorite bands, as well as some other great bands, Ghost Town, who we've played on here, the Young Goodman Browns, and Kelly DeMartino, all playing for free for us at Crane's Tavern in Hollywood. You can go to myspace.com/thisisgood to check out the flyer for that and get more information on those artists. And we'll be back here next week, same time,
yep,
same place, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. until, yep, that changes, with more music from the mailman and beyond. Any last words, Mark?
Nope.
That's a last word of sorts.
Yep.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Now.
Did you say what was next, John, coming up next?
No, no. When did we throw in the Winamp?
We're going to play a re-webcast of Network 23, which normally webcasts on Sundays, right?
Right. So this would be yesterday's episode of Network 23.
Yeah, it's a good show. So
followed
we're happy
by
to
other things.
Happy to play that. Now
word.
We can stop the recording.
Okay.